Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome back, Mike Haas, Deuce McAllister. We are at the Rouses at 6205 LaPalco Boulevard in Marrero until 6 o'clock. Then it's the LSU Coaches Show with interim head coach Frank Wilson. 7 o'clock, Manning Family Children's Prep Football Roundup, WWL 105.3 FM or the Odyssey app. Or you have the Pelicans and the Lakers on WWL 870. That pregame begins at 6:30. So you got some choices tonight. Lots of things going on. Taste of the holidays here at Rouse's. And don't forget, this also begins that time when you can purchase a Hormel ham, buy a Hormel Cure 81 spiral ham at $2.99 a pound, and get up to a 12-pound free butterball grade frozen turkey. Limit one per offer with a $25 purchase as we get closer to Thanksgiving. And I cannot believe we are almost an hour and 45 minutes into this. We really haven't talked about the Saints.
Well, no, and I got a question for you because somebody texted me about it, my thoughts on it. I don't know how much you followed it since we were talking Penn State a while ago.
Yeah.
And the Big Ten. So give me your thoughts on the private equity group that the Big Ten is entertaining.
Dude, private equity is going to own everything before it's over. You know, private equity can buy NBA teams and parts of NFL teams.
That used to not be the case, though.
Right. Things have changed.
That used to not be the case.
And I totally get it, to me. You know? It ain't like people out there feeling sorry for any NFL or NBA owner. But if your team is worth $6 trillion, but you still got to pay your bills, it's like having your house worth $6 trillion. I don't get that money until I sell the house.
So, like I said, to a point, I get it. But those are
professional. I'm not saying it's good, by the way.
But those are professional teams.
Right.
The college entities.
That's a different ballgame.
Yeah. Are not professional.
No.
Well, guess what?
But they are now, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, the play on the field and the court is professional. But those buildings, those assets are owned by a state. Right. And the people that pay taxes in
the slippery slope, right?
So it's quote unquote a naming right deal where they would get, you know, TV is what's driving, you know, we could talk about YouTube and ESPN debacle. I don't want to go down that rabbit hole, but as far as the private equity deal, it would give so much money to those Big Ten teams, but you would lose control as far as a lot of your media rights to, hey, we like this deal with this group. We like this deal. We want to broadcast it this way. And some of the big – in the Big Ten, I think, who is neglecting or reluctant to do it, I know one is USC because they're, basically – Their budget, athletics as well as in general fund, is probably bigger than some cities. Right. We'll just go that direction.
Yep.
And then I would be truly, truly surprised, and I hadn't studied it enough, but I would be truly surprised if a brand like Michigan maybe, and maybe even Ohio State, are going down that road. Because when you think about those brands, now we're not even talking about whether they're winning currently, and you know, Ohio State obviously won a national championship, so I think they're doing pretty good. But when you talk about just the funds that they're bringing in, how weird would that be?
Yeah. Well, would private equity get more than 50% ownership?
Yeah.
I didn't recognize the private equity I was talking about with the NFL and the NBA.
No.
Are like 20-30%.
But they're not the controlling interest.
Right.
The PEs here,
yeah,
they will be the controlling interest.
Mm.
So what they say you got to do, not you got any control that you can push back on, but what they say you basically got to do.
Wow.
I mean, but that's possibly where college
is spinning like a top.
I mean, it's we talk about legislation having to step in, but guess what? Once that's done, guess what's going to happen? It's end up in court.
Oh, yeah.
Now, you know, you got class action cases, and, you know, I think one case I just saw was the 5 for 5 rule, where it used to be, hey, you got 4 years to play 5, and, you know, I think there's a class action now with Diego, the quarterback, Pavia?
Pavia, yeah.
Pavia, his case is now a class action because he basically was able to win and say, hey, my junior college years didn't count, got the extra year at Vanderbilt. It's paid off tremendously for Vanderbilt.
Oof.
I mean, but there is all kinds of little, we'll call them fires, that are happening.
That's exactly it.
All kind of little fires that are happening in the NCAA. And the question becomes, how do we stop it?
What do you put out first? You got to put one of them out. Where do you begin?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.